Audio generation, citizen 12, 1.
I am Liam. To be a compassionate citizen, you have to understand that businesses do not operate in a vacuum. They're governed by rules called regulations that protect people and the planet. These rules ensure that the products you buy are safe, and the people who make them are treated fairly.
I am Maya. I will explain the specific regulations producers must follow in Canada, from minimum wage laws to environmental protection. Every one of these rules has a ripple effect on different groups of people, known as stakeholders.
I am Chloe. We will analyze the impact of these rules. For example, how does a strict labeling law help a consumer with allergies, but create an extra cost for the employer? It is all about balance.
And I am Noah. We will take our view global to look at the ethics of international business. We will discuss why fighting corruption and banning child labor are not just good for society, but essential for a fair global economy.
Let us start with the domestic rules. In Canada, producers are guided by regulations that affect almost every part of their work. For example, worker health and safety regulations mean that a factory must provide protective gear and safe machinery. Labor mobility rules allow workers to move between provinces to find the best jobs. There are also strict rules on hazardous materials, requiring businesses to track and dispose of dangerous chemicals properly so they do not end up in our drinking water. These regulations are the pro of living in a developed economy. They keep our communities safe and our workers healthy.
But regulations also come with costs. When the government raises the minimum wage, it is a huge pro for the employee, who now has more money for their family. However, the employer might see this as a con, because their costs go up, which might lead them to raise the price of their products. This is where the consumer feels the impact. Another example is labeling. Have you noticed the detailed nutrition and allergen facts on your snacks? That is a regulation. It is a massive benefit for consumers, especially those with health conditions, but it requires the producer to invest in testing and new packaging. As a responsible citizen, you must see both sides of these issues to understand how our economy functions.
We also have to consider the environment and accessibility. Environmental regulations limit how much pollution a producer can release. While environmentalists celebrate these rules as a win for the planet, some companies argue that too many regulations make them less competitive against foreign companies that do not have the same rules. This leads to the issue of foreign ownership. Canada has regulations to ensure that major industries stay under Canadian control to protect our national interests. Furthermore, accessibility laws like the AODA in Ontario require producers to make their stores and websites accessible to people with disabilities. This is a vital step for a compassionate society, ensuring that economic opportunity is open to everyone.
When companies go global, the ethical stakes get even higher. A Canadian company competing internationally faces a choice. Do they follow the high standards of Canada, or do they take advantage of weaker laws in other countries? Ethical issues arise in relation to five key groups. First, consumers. Companies must ensure fair pricing and full disclosure of safety risks. Second, stockholders. They deserve a fair return, but the company must not take reckless risks to get it. Third, employees. This is the big one. Ethical companies must provide fair wages and good working conditions, while strictly avoiding the regulation of child labor or unfair outsourcing that exploits vulnerable populations.
The final two groups are the host country and society as a whole. An ethical business respects the local laws and works to preserve the culture of the country where they are working. They do not just take resources and leave. They contribute to the local economy. For society, the goal is sustainable development. This means developing the business in a way that does not destroy the environment for future generations. It also means having zero tolerance for corruption and bribery, which drain wealth from communities. The tip for you as a future leader or consumer is to support companies that value these principles. Your purchasing power is a vote for the kind of world you want to live in.
Being a responsible citizen means understanding that the economy is built on a foundation of trust and rules. When producers follow regulations and act ethically, they build a stronger, more compassionate country. When they ignore them, it is the most vulnerable stakeholders who pay the price. As you move through this lesson, look at the case studies provided to see how different people are affected when a company chooses ethics over easy profits. It is not always an easy choice, but it is the right one for a sustainable future. We are proud of you for taking the time to learn how to be an informed and caring member of our global community. Keep up the great work in the rest of the chapter.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.